Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing us back. You knew that, though, didn't you? Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with John Horvath II, the author of Return to Order, Where We've Been, How We Got Here, and Where We Need to Go, which is a really important story, really important question to ask. John, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Our website is returntoorder.org. Returntoorder.org.
And the book's available wherever books are sold. Horvath with one T, by the way. So, okay, John, you say return to order. We've talked a little bit about what order is and how some of it is crumbling. We talked about the romance, my term of being romantic for institutions, many of which we've lost. There's a long list of them that I feel like we've lost or at least have been diminished. But if we're going to return to order, you're presuming that somebody's going to have to take us there. Somebody's going to have to lead the way. You and I are baby boomers. We can show them. We can tell people what returning to whatever it looks like. But the younger folks, if they don't know what that looks like, how do they get back there?
That's a good question because so often we know what we don't want.
Because they're not listening to you and me, that's for sure.
Right. I think the whole idea of a return to order is really dependent upon our crumbling society, that when you're hit with the reality of what's happening and when society breaks down, as it is so many times, people naturally return to order, I think. Even in a personal life, when you have a big problem, you go back home.
But John, you're assuming that what I'm getting at is, we've got a society now where when things break down, they say, okay, government, it's your job to fix this.
Right.
And there are plenty of politicians who are willing to tell them they'll do it and to claim their fealty.
Right. Oh, no. And I think that definitely is there, but what happens when the government isn't there? And I think that's where we're heading. You know, we're heading toward a situation which is untenable, both from the government point of view, the economic point of view, even the culture.
Do you truly believe, John, without take your rose-colored glasses off, mm-hmm. Do you truly believe that America can return to order?
Yes, it can. But it's going to be a very difficult thing.
Aren't we going to have some new
a Hollywood thing
leaders?
Where everything turns out? You know,
we're not going to return to order by electing. And folks, I'm not trying to be political here. I'm just saying this. Hillary Clinton is not anything. No face of new. And I guess neither is Trump. Aren't we going to have some new faces of leadership?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we definitely need it. It's not the old. So much of what we see out there is based on old preconceptions, and it's just not the reality of the situation. It's sort of a denial of the reality of how bad things really are.
You know about the Russian oligarchs, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
I have been maintaining now for a couple of 3 years that Russia doesn't own the franchise on oligarchs. There's plenty of oligarch examples right here in America between the connection with Wall Street and Washington. Isn't that something that's going to have to be dealt with?
Definitely.
Do you agree with me about the oligarchs?
Oh, yeah. You can see it pretty easily. It's not a...
They're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to dig too far to see things like that.
I mean, anywhere. And the media is part of it, isn't it? Media is one of the members of the oligarchy.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. We're definitely in that area.
They've taken, and they pull the curtains back of the wizard booth, haven't they?
Yeah. That's definitely it. Definitely it. You've got something there.
So, you know, one of the things, and I'm gonna leave on a note of hope here. Mm-hmm. The millennials, 84 million of them, they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just get them to follow their value instincts, their values, instincts. That's if we're gonna return to order, they're gonna have to do it, John.
Yeah, they are the generation, and that's funny you say that because in my contact with millennials, I generally find that they don't have a lot of the preconceptions that we have or our other generations have. You know, they're not in it only for money. They don't have that really obsession for money that other generations have.
They have strong values, and as I said, as quirky as they can be, as maddening as they can be sometimes, they are probably the best humans we've ever raised.
And when you expose them to things that are good, I mean, it's amazing how they'll take hold.
And we'll see this. What happens tomorrow will tell us a lot about that generation. Hey,
that's
John,
sure.
Give us the website quickly one more time.
ReturnToOrder.org.
Thank you. Hey, Tom, come back soon.
Sounds great.
John Horvat, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.